Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday games of the week on Kitty Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web at kittycountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with girls head coach Gary Lowry and boys head man Ryan Eiler. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Willow Spring Services in Beloit and by Nextech.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94 and kittycountry94.com. We're joined now by Gary Lowry, the head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans, here to start our Wednesday Locker Room Chats. Coach, open out the sub-state first round with a 40-37 win over Norton, as Norton actually came back. He had a fairly nice lead early, but Norton came back to take a 37-36 lead, but he scored the final 4 points to win 40-37. What were your overall thoughts of that first round victory over the Blue Jays on Monday?
You know, I think it was two teams that really played hard and really tough and gritty teams that had a nice battle. And, you know, we're happy to come away with a win. You know, this time of year, you're just wanting to make sure that you advanced. And that's what we were able to do. I thought our energy and effort level was very good. Early on, our execution offensively was good. We just kind of had a drought there in the fourth quarter, which allowed them to get back in the game. I thought we, you know, I don't necessarily dominated the game, but we definitely, I thought, controlled tempo, controlled most everything for those first three quarters, and we kind of let them back in there for about 4 minutes in the fourth quarter where they were able to take the lead. But this team, you know, plays with a tremendous amount of heart and grit, and we made winning plays down the stretch, and I think that's what separated us in the end.
You move on to the sub-state semis now against TMP Marion. Clearly, this is a very good team. They're 20-1 coming in with just, again, that one loss. What do you think about TMP, and what are they going to do that really causes the most problems for your team?
You know, they're just so athletic at every single spot. They have some size to go with that. You know, they have 5'10 girls that really move well, and then they really push the tempo. And for us, you know, those athletic girls, we have some big, we have some size, but they really kind of stretch us and really force us to either help from a long ways away from your man, or you stay by your man, and then they get more one-on-one opportunities. We like to play more of a team-style defense, so let's go really stress us. And then, you know, we're probably wanting to have less possessions, and they're going to push up pace and try to get you sped up a little bit on the offensive end and try to get more possession. So, you know, them trying to dictate tempo will be a problem for us, and hopefully we can combat that in a few different ways.
Gary Lowry, the head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time this week, and best of luck as you finish out sub-state here this week.
Thanks, Dusty. I really appreciate it.
This is also our last Locker Room Chat, so we thank you for taking the time all season to join us, and we'll see you down the road, all right?
Yeah, thank you for all your coverage. You guys do an awesome job with your coverage of us, and we really appreciate all the support you give to the Lady Trojans.
No water in that kitchen sink? Think Willow Spring Services. Stool won't flush? Think Willow Spring Services. Flip the switch and no light? Think Willow Spring Services. No power in that outlet? Think Willow Spring Services. AC won't cool? Think Willow Spring Services. Heater won't come on? Think Willow Spring Services. Hey, I see a pattern here. If it doesn't work, call Willow Spring Services and they can change all that for you. Give us a call. Willow Spring Services, 785-738-2474. Your local Bryant dealer, Bryant. Whatever it takes.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94 and kittycountry94.com. We're joined by Ryan Eiler, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan boys basketball team. Coach, your team in the first round of sub-state against Hoisington there on Tuesday night, it was a tight one really at halftime. You led by six, but then you break away in the second half for a 31-point win. Just a great third quarter for your squad. Just overall, what were some of the things that stood out in that win over Hoisington on Tuesday night?
For me, I thought defensively we played the best game of the year. You know, watching them on film, they had a couple guys that could, you know, if they got on a roll, could really hurt you. I thought Ryan Brockelman played and Hudson Smith played a tremendous game defensively and limited their leading scorer. He ended up with 6 points, but three of them were, you know, the heat of the game. That's all he ended up with. Just felt like the rest of the guys were aware of what was going on, and like I said, probably the best defensive game we've had. And in the first half, you know, we didn't play bad offensively. We just, the shots weren't going that normally would go for us. And Kadrian got a couple fouls and sat at the end of the first half. And I think he came in the third quarter, you know, fresh and ready to go, and was able to knock some threes down right away. And our defensive pressure picked up from that point. And just had a really good third quarter and kind of kept it into the fourth and able to come away with a really good win.
So you get that victory over Hoisington, and you're now 14-7, moving on to the semifinals against Phillipsburg. It's a team you've already seen once this season, but it was the first game back from the start of the second semester. You fall by 8 in that one, 51-43. Hunter wasn't playing yet in that one, but just kind of looking, or he had just come back. He wasn't 100%, obviously. But what are your thoughts on Phillipsburg this second time around? I'm going to guess both teams are going to look just a little bit different this time.
Yeah, you know, that was a long time ago, and you know, Hunter played, but it was only after a few practices and ended up getting injured again in that game. And, but, you know, the thing that stood out for me from that game is their defense bothered us. They got a lot of touches on our passes and a lot of deflections. We just weren't able to do anything clean. You know, we tried to go inside quite a bit, and they did a great job of helping in there. And you know, it's things that we've worked on. Hopefully we've cleaned up. And you know, they're offensively, they've got three or four guys that can hurt you. And so, you know, it's we're happy to be here, and I like the way we're playing. And if we can come out and play the way we have been, hopefully we can move on to Saturday.
Ryan Aller, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan boys basketball team, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, this is our final Locker Room Chat of the season, so we want to thank you for taking time to talk Trojan basketball all season, and best of luck as you finish out Substate here.
Well, thank you, and all the time you spend. You know, our community is very fortunate to have the coverage, and you guys spend a tremendous time doing it, and we really appreciate it as well.
Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
No water in that kitchen sink? Think Willow Springs Services. Stool won't flush? Think Willow Springs Services. Flip the switch and no light? Think Willow Springs Services. No power in that outlet? Think Willow Springs Services. AC won't cool? Think Willow Springs Services. Heater won't come on? Think Willow Springs Services. Hey, I see a pattern here. If it doesn't work, call Willow Springs Services and they can change all that for you. Give us a call. Willow Springs Services, 785-738-2474. Your local Bryant dealer, Bryant. Whatever it takes.
Our Wednesday Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog basketball coaches Tracy Holloway and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web, katycountry94.com. The Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on Katy Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Nextech.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. We're joined by Tracy Holloway, the head coach of the Osborne girls basketball team. Coach, unfortunately for your team, a season finishes on Monday with a 58-19 loss to Thunder Ridge. You were supposed to play Rock Hills last week, but that game got canceled due to the weather up in Jewell County. So you had just the one game since we talked last. Thunder Ridge, you know, I thought the girls played fairly well just watching it for me in the first half, but things kind of snowballed in the second half, and you ended up losing 58-19. What were your overall thoughts there, the loss on Monday?
Well, and that was kind of my outlook on the game too, Dusty. I mean, we came out, you know, ready to play some ball against, you know, a very well team, you know, and we knew what we were up against, you know, first round of Substate. But like I said, I was impressed with the way the girls came out, you know, defensively. We made some stops and were able to force some turnovers and get some shots there early in the game. And you know, felt like we played a good, you know, first half against a team like that. And then after halftime, I mean, it was just a struggle just to, you know, score a basket. And that's, you know, really hurt us, you know, go the next two quarters and only score a combined total of 5 points. And you know, I mean, that's kind of where we've been out through the year. You know, it's just the girls are real aggressive and play good defense, you know, and then we just struggle to put up a lot of points, and then we, you know, get frustrated and, mm-hmm. you know, turn the ball over, and our opponents are able to capitalize on that. But, you know, all in all, and I expressed to the girls, you know, we improved throughout the year, and we were much more improved, you know, where we were at last year at this time. So, you know, we're going to lose three of the girls being seniors, but, you know, I told these younger girls, you know, if they, you know, continue to work at it, put some effort, you know, in the offseason, I mean, there's no reason why, you know, that team couldn't be as good or better next year.
You talk about losing three of them. Those are Bretton Walters, Alyssa Carswell, and Allison Graybass. What kind of parting words do you have about that senior class?
Well, I mean, they were a great group throughout the year, you know. I mean, they showed, you know, some leadership at time. We just couldn't find a single, you know, leader on the floor. And, you know, we've struggled with that. And it's been the last couple, 2 or 3 years, you know, just, you know, a standout leader on the floor. But, you know, they all work together well, you know, for the most part. And, you know, Bretton was, you know, a great outside shooter, you know, throughout the beginning of the year. And you know, she kind of fell off at the end. And the other two, you know, great rebounders. And Allison, you know, was able to, you know, score some games in the double digits. So, you know, like I said, it was a good group of seniors. But I think, you know, with those girls graduating and given some chances, you know, some of these young girls stepping up, that, you know, there's good opportunities for the, you know, upcoming years.
Tracy Holloway, the head coach of the Osmond Lady Bulldogs. Coach, this is our final locker room chat of the season, so we want to thank you for taking the time to talk Lady Dog basketball all season and wish you best of luck down the road, all right?
Well, and lastly, Dusty, I'd like to thank you and your crew for, you know, all your coverage, you know, of these local athletes in the area. You know, I know everyone thinks you guys do a tremendous job of covering local sports, and I just want to take this time to thank all you guys for your coverage.
Thanks, Tracy.
Yep, thank you.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
Welcome back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. We're joined now by Jamie Walters, the head coach of the Osmond Bulldog basketball team. Coach, you haven't actually played any games since we talked last year. Your game against Rock Hills on Friday was canceled due to the weather up in Jewell County, so they didn't come down to play that one. And then you have a first-round bye in the Division I sub-state here in 1A. So I guess good for you. You prepped for Rock Hills the last game of the season, and now you'll just roll right in and play Rock Hills in the sub-state semis as they came away with a 41-29 win over Thunder Ridge on Tuesday night. When you look at the Grizzlies as a team, you've already played once this season. You beat them by five in the third place game of the Northern Plains League tournament in a low scoring 134-29. Here the second time around and in the sub-state, what do you need to do to have success against the Grizzlies?
You know, with them, it's always a possession game. I think I've said this 100 times. Every time we play them, you know, it's making sure we get a good shot every trip down, because they're going to move the ball. They're going to be patient. They're going to, I mean, sometimes they'll take 30, 45 seconds, a minute off the clock, and just, you know, you can't go down and rush up a quick three-pointer after 5 seconds of, you know, maybe one pass and shoot it. You just can't do that, or it's going to be a long night. But, yeah, you know, I wanted a game last Friday, but I really didn't want to play them two times in a row either. It's like, need a game, but don't. But anyway, yeah, you know, we just got to take care of business. We got to show up ready to play and execute offensively and play great defense. And, you know, rebound the ball is going to be key with them. Get second shots, third shots if we can. And, convert on the offensive side, because they're going to, like I say, be patient and convert on their end.
Just kind of looking at the matchup real quick. I don't get a chance to talk with coaches more than just one question about a game like this. But since he didn't have a game last week, we're kind of open just a little bit. But what do you do as a coach to try to get that tempo back to where you want it to be against a team like Rock Hills?
You know, we'll press them and, you know, try to force tempo. But like I say, they are just so disciplined on that that it is just hard. You know, last time we played them, I think we forced them into 20 turnovers. And you tell me how it's a 5-point game. This is how they shot 58% from the field.
Yeah.
And I think we're hovering around that 30%. And, we took, gosh, I can't remember exactly. It was probably 15 or 20 more shots than them. And, and they still, that's why I say they're just so scary. They're so efficient. You know, when they get a shot, it's a really good shot. And, you know, if they can limit turnovers, you know, they can hang around everybody. They're just a scary team this time of year.
This is Jamie Walters, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog basketball team. Coach, well, thank you for the time. This is our final locker room chat of the season, so we want to thank you for joining us all year. And best of luck here as you finish out Substate and the rest of the season.
Yes, thank you, and thanks for your support and for the area teams and athletes.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
We continue with our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Joe Burgard. The Smith Center Redmond locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech and by Landmark Implement in Smith Center.
Welcome back to the locker room chats on Kitty Country 94 and kittycountry94.com. We're joined now by Nick Lynn, the head coach of the Smith Center Lady Red. Coach, your team picking up a nice win in the first round of the Substate tournament out at Plainville on Monday night, 43-26. Get 10 from Bree Freeling in that one, and you pick up a 17-point victory over the Cardinals, a team that you had lost to earlier this season, 50-24 in the season opener. So just kind of looking at the second time around against Plainville, what stood out, and how were you able to pick up a win there on Monday?
Well, you know, we had seen in the first game of the year, and things did not go well for us here when we played them, and we were actually excited to play them again because we just thought we didn't even show up that first time around. A lot of young kids. And I think those young kids have gotten a little bit better as the season's gone on. And so we were kind of hoping we'd see them, you know, one more time late in the year. And so we were fortunate enough to have that happen in our matchup. But really happy with, you know, we had some foul trouble earlier. They had a girl not play, one of their better players. And, you know, Bree did, you know, you mentioned her name. She sat out basically most of the first half, all of the first half actually, in foul trouble. And so we also had our situations that we had to handle also, but I was really happy with the majority of our game and the effort, and we're looking forward to you know, going on to the next round.
You're going to take on Hill City in the next one. Clearly they're another league team here in the Mid-Continent League, so you've already seen them this season. When you look at Hill City, what are some of the things you need to do? You lost by 16 the first time. What do you need to do the second time around to have more success?
Well, we have to play four quarters. The first time around down there, I thought we played a decent three quarters and had one bad quarter, and that pretty much was the evening in terms of, you know, the point spread. But we have to stop the Keith girl. She's a three-point shooter, and then go from there and hopefully, you know, be competitive and stay in the game and not let it get away from us. That's going to be the key. And the girls are excited to play them again, and we'll be ready to play.
It's Nick Lynn, the head coach of the Smith Center Lady Red, here in the locker room chats. Coach, this is our final locker room chat of the season, so we thank you for taking the time to talk Lady Red basketball with us all season, and best of luck as you finish out here in the Substate tournament.
Dusty, thanks a lot. We appreciate the time that you give us and for us a chance to speak about our team. Thank you.
You have a big investment in your farming operation. Let Landmark Implement help you get the most out of your equipment by investing in pre-season service inspections. Let our trained and certified technicians provide you with a complete list of repairs that will help your equipment perform better and deliver maximum performance. Right now, as part of our winter inspection programs, buy three service inspections and get the fourth free, and take advantage of no payment, no interest financing for service, parts, and attachments. Contact your local Landmark service manager for details.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. We're joined now by Joe Burghardt, head coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team. Coach, just the one game since we talked last, you opened out sub-state play on Monday out at Plainville, and it didn't go the way you wanted it to. You fall 68-34 to the Cardinals in that one. I know Plainville is a team that you struggled a bit against there that first game of the season, and we're hoping for a better result. But what maybe went wrong there in the second time around on Monday against Plainville?
Well, you know, kind of looked back at our first game, and we kind of got into a race car type game with them, and that didn't work out real well for us, and we ended up shooting right around 17%. And so for this game, we kind of wanted to try to slow it down, play half-court offense, half-court defense, and, you know, we really didn't get that done. I mean, we let them get up and down the floor, and then we tried to run with them for a bit, and, you know, that got us in trouble. We ended up shooting, you know, right around 20% for the game. It just didn't, you know, instead of us trying to force them to do what we wanted them to do, kind of the opposite happened, and they were able to force us into doing something we didn't want to do, and it just didn't work out.
So you finished the season at 7-15 with that loss at the first round of sub-state. Just overall, what are your thoughts about this season's group? And I'm sure you have some things you might want to say about the senior class there. Just what stands out the most here in 2016-17 for Smith Center Redmond basketball?
Well, you know, something that really stood out was, you know, our senior captain, Thane. You know, he really wanted to focus on us being a family, and, you know, he tried to carry that every day through practice, through games, and I thought he did a real good job of that, and I thought he was a good leader. We had junior Jesse Staples. I thought he was really a good vocal leader for the team, and, you know, he'll be back, so I'm hoping he's able to carry that into next season. And then we had Clay Winslow and Brett Decker as seniors, and, you know, they both kind of had an expanded role on varsity compared to, you know, the previous years in high school, and I thought they did a nice job. I thought Brett Decker really stepped up in the games when he needed to and provided us some inside presence and some scoring. And Clay, you know, he's really hard-working kid, did a nice job helping, you know, everybody in practice, working hard. he saw an increased role there on varsity. You know, he played quite a few more minutes than he's played in the past, and he just come in and, you know, did a real solid job of working hard.
Joe Burghardt, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we appreciate your time all season long, and we'll look forward to talking with you down the road. Best of luck as you continue on here with Smith Center Redmond basketball.
Thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Landmark Implement.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
You have a big investment in your farming operation. Let Landmark Implement help you get the most out of your equipment by investing in pre-season service inspections. Let our trained and certified technicians provide you with a complete list of repairs that will help your equipment perform better and deliver maximum performance. Right now, as part of our winter inspection programs, buy three service inspections and get the fourth free. And take advantage of no payment, no interest financing for service, parts, and attachments. Contact your local Landmark Service Manager for details. We now turn our attention to the Lincoln Leopards and their head hoop coaches, Steve Christ and Joe Biggs. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 and listen online, katycountry94.com. The Lincoln Leopards Locker Room Chat is brought to you by the Bank of Tuscott and by Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94 and kittycountry94.com. Steve Chris, the head coach of the Lincoln Lady Leopards, joining us now. Coach, you've actually played two games since we talked last. You fall to St. John's Tipton 56-22 on Friday night, and then you lost your first-round sub-state matchup with Washington County on Tuesday 58-19. Just kind of going back to the St. John's Tipton game, they jumped out to a really big early lead. You guys were able to get some points there on the board later, but a tough loss there out at Beloit on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, going into their place and playing them on their home court is always going to make it a little bit tougher. They shot the ball really well in the first half, especially the first quarter. I think part of that was we weren't getting to the spots quick enough and giving them some open shots, but you got to hand it to them also for hitting those shots. But again, it was a confidence thing on offense. I felt like we got some shots. Didn't get anything to go down the first quarter, and then we did finally get some outside shots to go in the second quarter, and it's amazing how when you see those shots go in, the energy comes up a little bit, and from that point on, I thought we played a little bit better and with a little more confidence. But, you know, you can't take anything away from St. John's. They've got an awfully good team. Even with some injuries they're dealing with, they just plug some more kids in there and keep on going. So, you know, it was a tough game, tough situation, but, you know, I felt like we came out of there at least with some things that we could build on.
Washington County on Tuesday night, you would lose again 58-19 out there. What did they do that caused the most problems for you?
Well, it's kind of surprising. They don't really have a lot of size on the inside. Their tallest girl that they play is really only 5'9", but it's actually a couple of 5'5 girls that caused us as much trouble as anything on the inside. They're just very physical, smart players, and, you know, they anticipate things really well. They shot the ball really well from the outside. And, you know, with their lack of size, they have to hit shots from the outside to open things up a little bit, and they did that. They're an awfully good team. But, again, just visiting with the girls, you know, we've had an awfully tough stretch here at the end of the season. We've played three ranked teams, and Ellsworth, who's not ranked in 3A, but an awfully good 3A team, and we've just run up against some awfully good teams, and I asked the girls after the game last night, you know, how did it feel? And they all felt like it felt better, even though the scoreboard didn't show it. I think they felt like they played better. They played hard. We did get shots to go in, especially in the first half, not so much the second half. But I think the girls felt pretty good about the way they played last night.
You finished 5-17. I know you dealt with a lot of stuff this year, just having to replace so many girls that you lost from last year, and then you dealt with some injuries to your veteran players this year. It was a rough go down the stretch. How do you assess this season as it comes to a close?
Yeah, it's kind of been an interesting season. We knew going in that we were going to probably struggle a little bit because we did lose so many seniors last year, but I felt like we got off to a pretty good start, and really coming out of the league tournament felt pretty good. Thought we played pretty well through the league tournament, but I think it was one of those things that injuries just kind of caught up with us as much as anything. We had anything from sprained ankles, we had a broken arm, we had a torn ACL, we had just some nagging injuries. And about the beginning of February, I had to sit both Brittany, our two senior guards, out for a game against Southern Cloud. And from that point on, it just seemed like we really struggled offensively. We lacked confidence. We couldn't get any continuity going. And our two senior guards were playing with injuries and couldn't be as aggressive as they wanted to be. So things kind of piled up on us a little bit, I think. But I do think our juniors and sophomores, and I played Carson Walters, a freshman, I think they're confident going into next year. It doesn't look like we finished the season very well, but I think the girls feel pretty good with where we're at.
Steve Chris, the head coach of the Lincoln Lady Leopards, here on our Locker Room Chats. Again, this is the final Locker Room Chat of the season, Coach, so we certainly thank you for taking the time each week to talk about the Lady Leopards, and wish you the best of luck down the road, right?
Well, thank you very much, and we appreciate all the time that you put in, all the coverage that you give our kids.
At the Bank of Tescott, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Tescott in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Tescott. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln is your one-stop shop for tires, oil changes, light mechanical work, and more. Need new tires? There's no better time than now to stop in Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln. They also offer top-quality Interstate batteries, they're an air gas dealer, and do LP gas bubble exchanges. They're also an ADM feeds dealer and have a 24-hour car wash and vacuum for your convenience. That's Meyer Tire and Lube on Highway 18, just west of the 14 Junction in Lincoln.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and KatyCountry94.com. We're joined now by Joe Biggs, head coach of the Lincoln Leopards, for the final time this season. Coach, a couple games since we talked last, took on two pretty good teams. You fall at St. John's, Tipton on Friday, 57-27, and then you open out actually with a sub-state play-in game on Saturday against El Salina in a 52-18 loss. Just over these last two games, looking back at the St. John's Tipton game, what are some of the things that stood out in that one on Friday night?
The St. John's game, that was a tough one. We tried pretty much every defense that we could. We ran a box and one on Davis and then Diamond and one. We played some zone, and we were hoping that I know he's been struggling just a little bit the past few games, and we were hoping that maybe his struggles continued, but he came out and went, I think, 4-for-4 in the first quarter. So he got going early, and then we had to adjust to that, and then some of the other kids got going, and Mason had a good game inside, and that's just a tough matchup.
El Salina on Saturday, I know looking at that game, it was an 8-9 play-in game, but El Salina's a lot better than what their record had shown. I could tell you that just by looking at their scores and their competition. But what was the toughest thing about El Salina there on Saturday?
That was a tough one. I mean, turning around from playing St. John's on Friday to coming in for a shoot-around on Saturday morning and going playing Saturday evening. I can't blame it on our legs or anything, but we shot the ball horrible. Just couldn't put the ball in the hole. And you're right, they are a very improved. I think the coach there has done a really good job of getting those kids to play hard. And they play good defense, and they press the whole game. And, they're gonna have a good future, I think.
So, again, you finish out the season there with that loss to El Salina. Just overall, what were your thoughts? This is your first year as a head coach for the Leopard boys basketball team. I know you were dealing with a lot of inexperience coming in. How do you feel how you gained on the season as far as that's concerned, and maybe what are your parting thoughts for the senior class here?
Yeah, we talked about it a lot throughout the year. I think all the guys understood there wasn't a lot of experience, and I didn't get to work with those seniors very much. So we talked throughout the year that, I'm sorry, seniors, but, this is your only year that you get to play. But you're starting what is hopefully going to be a successful program. So I look forward to next year. We got, three or four guys that got a lot of experience starting and on varsity this year. And then you throw in a few of those JV kids that have done pretty well, and I think we'll be a lot more competitive next year than we were this year.
Joe Biggs, head coach of the Lincoln Leopards, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time all year. Again, our final Locker Room Chat, so we thank you for joining us this season, and we'll look forward to talking with you again next year, right?
Thank you, Dusty.
Our Lincoln Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Bank of Tescott and Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln.
Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln is your one-stop shop for tires, oil changes, light mechanical work, and more. Need new tires? There's no better time than now to stop in Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln. They also offer top-quality Interstate batteries, they're an air gas dealer, and do LP gas bubble exchanges. They're also an ADM feeds dealer and have a 24-hour car wash and vacuum for your convenience. That's Meyer Tire and Lube on Highway 18, just west of the 14 Junction in Lincoln.
At the Bank of Tescott, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Tescott in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Tescott. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We conclude our Wednesday Locker Room Chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches, Darren Grauerholtz and John Bowden. The Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. We're Darren Grauerholtz, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team. Coach, you've actually played two games since we talked last. You won at Wilson. That was a nice win for you to end the regular season 62-48. I thought there on the road. You get 25 from Cassie, and Lake and Pettijohn had a new career high of 17. It seemed like you played pretty well at Wilson. What were your thoughts there on Friday night?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it was really good to see Lakin step up. That's what we're going to need here down the stretch, just to take some pressure off of Cassie. I think there's going to be a lot of teams keying on her. But, you know, I didn't know how it was going to play out. You know, it's a different format down there when you go to play at Wilson, and that's the first time we've been down there since we've started this league. So it was new for us. So come out kind of sluggish, a little bit slow, played some really good defense and got the shots we needed. So everybody kind of pitched into it. But, man, them Wilson girls, they shoot lights out. They did a nice job shooting the ball. But we was able to hang in there and stretch it out at the end.
You went over Osborne in the first round of Substate on Monday night. It was kind of close early on, but you guys really pulled away in the second half and went 58-19. Again, Cassie was 17, 15 for Lake and Pettijohn, and Elizabeth Hardacre stepping up with 10 points as well. What do you think about that win? It was the exact same score you had against Osborne the time you put him there in Kensington. What were your thoughts on Monday night?
Yeah, the difference was, you know, when we played him at Kensington, we played the first half well, and we just had a little sluggish start and kind of getting things going again. And I don't know if it was Substate jitters, whatever the case may be, but it's good to play that game. Libby did a nice job. She had several blocks, just did a great job in there defensively for us. And I think that presence right there is kind of intimidating for some other teams. So, but, yeah, we finally got kind of in sync there in the second half, and things started falling for us. And there again, Lakin hit some nice shots there in the first half just to keep us ahead there.
So that was the fourth time you played Osborne. Now you're going to turn around and play St. John's Tipton for the fourth time coming up tomorrow night in the semifinals of Substate. You're 1-2 against St. John's Tipton this year. You won an overtime of the Northern Plains League Tournament Championship. You and Keith have had a lot of battles over the past, 7-8 years, however long it's been. But overall thoughts on St. John's Tipton in the semis coming up on Thursday?
Well, the way I got it figured out, they win the odd ones, we win the even, so it's our turn tomorrow night. I just hope Keith's on the same page with me on that. So, but yeah, you know, I respect that guy and all his team so much over the years. We've had a lot of fun coaching against each other and working with each other. So it's always interesting, and I'm sure if I could burn that paper he's got in his back pocket, it would be really helpful. But I still think he probably remembers more than I'll ever learn. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting, and I just hope both teams play hard and have a good time doing it.
Darren Grauerholtz, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Lady Longhorns. Coach, this is our final locker room chat of the season, so we thank you for taking the time to talk Lady Longhorn basketball all season, and wish you the best of luck as you finish out Substate here.
Thank you, Dusty. Appreciate the coverage.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. We're joined now by John Bowden, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge boys basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. You finished out the regular season out at Wilson on Friday 56-33, and then you opened out Substate with a 41-29 loss to Rock Hills on Tuesday night. You finished the season 3-18. Just going back to that Wilson game, what stood out the most in that loss there on the road?
Well, I hate these new adjustable goals they've been putting up. Seems like they adjust that goal down to real small, less than a ball size on us at Wilson. And past couple games, we've had a chance to do some scoring but couldn't put the ball in the hoop for various reasons, including point blank. But we had a great start out at Wilson again, and then they just kind of wore us down, got a little bit of foul trouble, and didn't rebound again as well as we should have. But Wilson's a quality team and just flat-out wore us out on Friday night.
again on Tuesday. You open out with the Rock Hills Grizzlies in Sub-State. It's a team that I thought probably you played one of your best games, if not the best game of the season against when you had them at home back there on the 17th of February. But, you know, you didn't quite get the shots to fall like you did in that one. You fall 41-29. What were your thoughts there on that loss in Sub-State?
Well, you know, we were missing one of our starters. Cade Van Eaton had a concussion Friday night during the Wilson game, so that was 13 to 15 points it was away. And again, a real slow start, couldn't make point-blank shots. And after the 11-0 first quarter, we kind of played them even and had a real shot to even win at the end, and thought our kids played pretty good. But, you know, it's the execution, the turnovers, and the reboundings that have been hurting us all year that really got to us again last night.
So again, you finish out the season 3-18. What are just some of your parting thoughts on this year, your senior class, and Thunder Ridge basketball for 2016-17?
Well, you know, you win some and lose some. At the end of the day or the end of the year, you realize sports aren't the most important thing in life. But if you're going to do sports, you need to do it 110%. Sometimes we got pretty good effort from the kids. Sometimes we didn't. But you know, it seems like those kids over there, even though with going not winning a game in football and then only three in basketball, they were really resilient and tried to do things right, and they played really hard during the game. But we got to get in the weight room, and we got to get into some summer basketball to make it better. And the three seniors, Michael Gibson, Braden Hill, and Caden Van Eaton, are real special to me. They didn't win a lot of games in their careers, but they, for the most part, did everything that I asked, and were pretty good leaders down the stretch this year.
John Bowden, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, this is our final chat of the year, so we thank you for taking the time to join us all season long, and we'll look forward to talking with you down the road, all right?
Yep, nobody does it better than you, Dusty.
Appreciate it, Coach. Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.